हरे कृष्ण. देर आर थ्री बेनिफिट्स दैट अ पर्सन हु इज स्पिरिचुअली अब्सॉर्ब्ड रिसीव्स बाय हिज प्रैक्टिस. एज कृष्ण सेज, ही गेट्स ग्रेट स्पिरिचुअल सैटिस्फैक्शन एंड ऑल द थ्रीफोल्ड मिजरीज आर ड्रिवन अवे एंड हिज इंटेलिजेंस बिकम्स फिक्स्ड. And such a fixed intelligence means, what is that fixed intelligence? Krishna says about that. He says, Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparah vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishtita. Actually, buddhi is intelligence, but prajna means contemplative intelligence. One who has understood the spiritual truths by contemplation. And he has come to the right conclusion. And that is called prajna. Tasya prajna pratishthita. A man is considered to be of fixed intelligence if he has withdrawn his senses from Maya's engagements and applied the senses in Krishna's engagement. So, this is actually the fruit of spiritual absorption. And therefore, Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhir, ekeh guru nandana. So, the chanting of the holy name, if it is not leading us to spiritual absorption, we will see that our taste does not increase. How do we know the taste is not increasing? Somehow or other, we complete our quota of 16 rounds. But if taste is there, you will want to revisit again, chant more rounds, and spend longer time with the bead bag. That type of taste is not there. So therefore, when the taste is not there, then one may do the rock bottom minimum and be done with it. Therefore, it is a sign of lack of spiritual absorption. So in order for one to be able to be spiritually absorbed more and reap these three benefits, then one has to voluntarily take more time to be with the holy name, to hear the holy name, to let the heart get purified by the holy name, and keep the heart absorbed in the holy name. That leads to spiritual absorption. Just like a prasadam plate, when it is dry, you put some water and keep it absorbed in water. After some time, the cleansing happens very easily. Same thing happens with the heart. When the holy name is made to dwell in the heart for a prolonged period of time, the heart gets purified and cleansed, and the result is, it leads to spiritual absorption. And the spiritual absorption bestows on one, the chanter, the three benefits. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate prasanna hetu shohyashu buddhih paryavatishthate. Krishna says, as soon as one receives this mercy in spiritual life by spiritual absorption, the result is sarva dukkhanam hani. All the threefold miseries are finished. And prasanna chitta shohi ashu, he is satisfied and happy. And buddhi pariyavatishtate, one gets a fixed intelligence, focused intelligence, singular, one-pointed intelligence in spiritual life and becomes very stably situated. So days like Ekadashi are very great opportunity to not just do the rock bottom minimum and be done with it, but to agree to spend more time with Krishna in the form of connecting with the holy name by taking part in the kirtans, as well as chanting the holy name more rounds, and put aside all other so-called priorities, and keeping holy name as the priority. Harinam Prabhu ki.